So I'm joined by Rachel Sage, who's a musician in New York. So thank you so much for spending some time with us. How are you?
I'm okay. You are my first chat of the day because it's not even 10 a.m. here. So I love that I get to wake up and have a lively discussion with you.
And how are things in New York at the moment? How have you found the coronavirus restrictions there?
Well, I am, of course, a New Yorker, and my heart and my spirit are with the city right now. But I've been out of the city for the last few months in Connecticut, where I was kind of trapped while I was on tour and this all occurred. So I know that my friends and family are, you know, showing every bit of their resilience and being true New Yorkers every day of their lives, navigating all of this. I'm a bit of a suburbanite at this point, which I would never have expected, but I'm grateful to have a roof over my head and to be able to make music and reflect, you know, during this time.
And my next question was, so what have you been doing in all this time where you haven't been able to get out and play gigs and see your fans and everything you'd be hoping to do at the moment?
Well, I am never one to just sit back and let time pass, that's for sure. I don't have that in my personality at all. So I feel like I've been busier than ever. For one thing, I run a record label called Empress Records. And of course, we release my work, but also several other artists as well. So I've been continuing to be a label mama and, you know, help to prepare other albums for release in the next month or two. We have a wonderful artist named Grace Pettis who just put out a beautiful song that's actually very appropriate for Pride, and it's about her own experience supporting her best friend through his coming out process. So it's you know, it's good to be able to get up every day and work with a team on music that I care about and I love. That's not only my own, but other people's too.
And that was my next question, was Global Pride is obviously happening on the 27th of June. So can you tell us how you're being involved with that? Obviously remotely,
yes.
But what's happening?
Absolutely. Well, as soon as I heard that there was going to be a Global Pride, first of all, I was just so grateful and excited that it wasn't going to be just canceled. You know, it's so vital and important for people all over the world to have this time to celebrate who they are and how they love. And I feel that way myself as an out bisexual artist. So I jumped at the opportunity to be part of Global Pride on June 27th. And I'm just super excited to be performing my song Sister Song, which is a feminist anthem I wrote in my 20s. And it's still one of my favorite songs to perform.
That sounds wonderful. And how do you think coronavirus and the pandemic has affected the LGBT community, obviously across the world, but where you are particularly?
Well, you know, as I'm sure you're aware, you know, the virus has disproportionately impacted the LGBTQ plus community. And it's just something that I think, you know, we have to be incredibly vigilant about in terms of protecting ourselves and wearing masks and social distancing. And, you know, I think it not only reminds us how crucial it is to give each other support in this time, even if it's, you know, on the phone or, you know, Facebook chatting or however it may be. It's so important to reach out to people you love and to connect now more than ever. And I myself do find that to be a challenge. I'm not really a phone person, but I'm making a point to reach out as often as I can and just let people know that I love them and I care about them and that we will get through this all together.
Absolutely. I think so many people have become more connected in more ways than they could possibly have imagined a few months ago, despite not being able to be physically fairly close to each other at the moment. And I understand you've been doing some wonderful live streams at the moment to keep yourself nice and busy as well.
Yes. As soon as this began, I realized that I would literally go crazy if I didn't keep playing. I mean, this is what I love to do. It's my craft. And I don't want to lose my chops, as we say. So I scheduled Wednesday and Sunday shows every week. And I've been doing them for the last few months. And I call the shows Stay In With Sage. And each month, benefits a different charity. So this month, all proceeds benefit the Audre Lorde Project, which is an LGBTQ plus community organization in New York City. And the last couple of months benefited other New York City-based organizations that deliver food to those in need. So I'll keep doing that. And it's a wonderful way for me to stay connected to my fans and to try to, you know, introduce my music to new listeners as well. And all of the information on that is on my website, rachelsage.com.
Excellent. I understand you were meant to come and visit us in London. You were going to be performing at the Bedford in Balham. What's happening with your future tour dates at the moment? How are things looking?
Well, you know, I don't think I'm any special case in any of all this. The music industry in general is still very unsure how and when all of these venues will open up. And so I'm doing my thing. You know, I'm going to keep doing it in the virtual space and maybe even increase that. And I know there are a lot of venues now who are looking to sponsor and partner with artists and present them on their own Facebook and Instagram pages. I've done a handful of things like that already. I did a performance a few weeks ago with a venue in London, and it was wonderful because it was at a different time of day. And I got a whole new audience that cross-pollinated with theirs, with their venue. So I'm just going to, you know, keep an eye and an ear on all of it. As soon as I am, you know, able to get on a plane and get over to the UK, I will be the first because I love playing there so much. It's my home away from home. And, you know, in the meantime, I think we just have to be patient and be creative.
Well, you sound incredibly positive about everything, which is wonderful. And I just would like to ask you, what positives are you taking from this pandemic? What would be your positive that you can tell your fans and your listeners that they should be doing to keep themselves sort of happy and healthy right now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, personally, I try to make sure I do yoga as often as possible. And I really, you know, I feel like moving one's body during this time as much as one can is really, really crucial. It's so hard to, you know, kind of navigate the whole staying home thing with staying mentally and physically fit. And that doesn't mean, you know, dieting or any particular kind of exercise or anything like that. It just means staying, you know, connected in your own physical being. And I personally find that very challenging, but I have sort of a buddy system with my closest friends, and we text each other and we're like, did you get out of the house today? Did you go for a walk? You know? And so I think that combination of keeping each other accountable in a loving way to take care of ourselves, and also just reaching out and literally, you know, chatting with people as often as you can is really important right now. We're all going through this together.
Absolutely. Rachel, thank you so much for spending time with us today. Really appreciate you getting up nice and early in New York. And we can't wait to welcome you to London really soon, hopefully.
Oh, I can't wait to get over there and perform songs from my new album, Character. It's, you know, it's going to be such a great day when I can actually, you know, be on stage and connect again with audiences in person. I dream about it every night.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me.